B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Sometimes I go out and talk to kids to find out if they have any idea how much things cost, because they have no idea how much things cost.
No clue.
10 rubles.
And that brings us to Pint-Sized Price is Right. I went around talking to kids about Thanksgiving, starting with Ava from Marietta.
Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving?
No clue.
Do you know the story about the pilgrims?
Barely.
Really? They came over on the Mayflower?
Yes.
Right, which is a big cruise ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how much do you think it costs for a cruise for a family of four?
All right, cruise for a family of four. Does Ava from Marietta say A, 150, B, 150, 100, C, 150,000?
I'm going to go B, 150, 100.
I'd love to hear 150, 100 as
love
well.
Love to hear that.
150.
150 what?
Dollars.
So you guys
smart little cookie.
Both of you were wrong.
Or retail price, sir. Okay.
Next contestant is Liam, 7 years old from Atlanta.
What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Nothing.
What's your favorite day of the year?
Christmas.
And why would that be?
Because I get lots of presents, and it's God's birthday. I mean, Jesus.
Have you thought about what you want for Christmas yet?
Hoverboard and another Nintendo Switch.
Whoa. Now, how much do you think a hoverboard costs if you had to buy one at the store?
All right, how much for a hoverboard, everybody? Is it A, 100, B, 1,000, or C, a billion for a hoverboard?
He's got some pretty high dollar asks there. I'm going to say he thinks it's $100.
I say $1,000, Kara.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actual retail price?
$1 billion.
With a B?
$1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
A billion dollars. Kid doesn't care how much or where it comes from, frankly. He just wants that hoverboard. All right, final contestant on Pint Size Price is Right. It's 3-year-old Addie.
What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Elsa.
Oh, Elsa. What do you like about Elsa?
Halloween.
Oh, were you Elsa for Halloween?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What kinds of things did you get for Halloween?
Candies.
Did you carve any pumpkins?
A pumpkin pie.
How much do you think a pumpkin pie costs?
All right. So you are very patient.
Not the
there.
Most
cooperative.
Because any question you ask, she's like, oh, what'd you get for Halloween?
Right.
She said, like, a blue Lexus.
Right.
Like, not the right answer, yeah.
So how much for a pumpkin pie, according to 3-year-old Addie? Is it A, $4.99, B, $2 for $15, or C, Halloween?
I'm going to go C, Halloween.
I'm going to go D, laminate carpet tile.
Actual retail price?
Halloween.
Yes.
Pumpkin Halloween. Pumpkin pie Halloween.
So a pumpkin pie costs Halloween?
Yes.
Do you have change for a Halloween?
E.T. Fawn Hall. Here it is.
I know.
It's we've been building to this since last Thanksgiving. One parody song ever performed by Kara.
This is actually the second parody song ever performed by me, yes. But, you know, I had to do something for everybody who was at home cooking, slaving away in the kitchen to make sure that their family has a lovely meal tomorrow and won't get any appreciation for it.
Did I forget your first parody? Do I black out the
I think you
bad
did.
Parts of life? Okay.
I woke at dawn, cooked all day long, but no one thanked me at all. They ate so quick, now as I sit, they run to go watch football. Your shirt is untucked, 'cause you ate too much. I am ready to drop. Dishes piled up high as you scream for pie. You are ticking me off.
What?
I walked in with a butterball. It was like it was a free-for-all. Mashed potatoes dripping down the walls. All you people do is pick out. I even had a butterball. My God. There were gravy running down the hall. All you ever do is pick out.
There you go, Kara.
Well done.
Allison. Love it.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Cindy, you ruined the plans for your son to propose to his girlfriend, and you feel bad about it.
For my son, Matthew, he came to me last weekend and asked if he could have my mother's ring to propose with. And he was very sweet, and he had this whole speech prepared, but it was my mother's most cherished possession, and it was handed down to her from her grandmother, and I just don't know if I can give it up yet.
Was this thing like the heart of the sea from Titanic?
The heart of Tahiti?
Was Matthew close to his grandma, your mom?
To be honest, I don't think he really cares about the ring. I mean, he just sees it as a cheap way out. I hate to think that way. Yeah. But, you know, my mother died when he was 8. So I don't know.
Interesting.
So, you know.
How do you feel about the girlfriend? Are you trying to block this? Did you say no because you don't want them
don't
to get
like
engaged?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Hannah is a lovely girl. I think, what do you kids say? But he's more into her than she is to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's been rocky. They've broken up and gotten together, broken up 100 times.
So you don't think their relationship is going to last?
If he feels that Hannah is the one, that's fine. And like, God bless them. But I don't want my mother's ring leaving the family.
So you're breaking up a little bit, but from what I gathered from what you said is he proposes, he uses your mother's ring, and then it doesn't work out, and then the ring's gone, the woman's gone, it's all gone. And then
exactly.
This is a part, this got to be important to you too. It was given to you, right?
Yes, exactly.
So you told him he couldn't have the ring.
I did, and he got so upset. I wanted him to hear me out, but he stormed off like a little 5-year-old, and he has not picked up my calls left.
But what do you want his forgiveness for? I mean, sometimes it's tough love. Like, you got what you wanted. You still have the ring. It's like...
Well, I know that he was planning on proposing this weekend, and I don't want to miss out on that. As a mother, that's a very special time in your child's life, and I feel like I've messed it up for him, and so I want him to forgive me.
But he's still not getting that ring.
No, he's not getting the ring, but I still want to be a part of his life.
Let's see if we can talk some sense into him, get him to forgive you, and have you be a part of whatever this is.
That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Soon as they break off the engagement, you know he's going to come running to Mommy.
And Mommy's here waiting.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Cindy just called and said that her son came to her looking to use grandma's ring to propose to his girlfriend, but she said no. She doesn't really think this marriage will last and doesn't want to part with the ring. It was a big argument, and now she needs forgiveness from her son. Cindy, sit tight. Let us talk to Matthew here first.
Hello?
Hey, this is Matthew.
Yes.
Hey, Matt, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5.
Okay.
We heard that you're planning on proposing to your girlfriend this weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, I am. But how do you know about that? Did Hannah call you guys?
Is Hannah your future fiance?
And why would Hannah know? It's supposed to be a surprise, right?
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about your proposal. Have you been out ring shopping?
I was actually planning on using my grandma's ring.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
Family heirlooms are really special.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she loves vintage jewelry. It's rubies. It's, I think, like 5 carats and diamonds all over. She brought it up a couple times ever since she saw my mom wearing it. So that's the ring I'm planning to use to propose to her.
You're going to use that ring. Was your mom excited to hand it down?
Well, I mean, I actually took it from my mom's jewelry box. Before I left.
You
I mean,
took the ring? You took the ring, Matthew?
Yeah.
Wait,
she hardly ever wears it. And my grandma told me that she wanted my future wife to have it. So
Matthew,
you
Jackson,
know,
you did what?
I don't know. I feel like it's...
Matthew.
Wait,
Matthew. That is your mom. She's on the phone with us.
Using your middle name.
This is that's never good. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And she called wanting our help, asking your forgiveness for Not, that's spelled N-O-T, letting you have your grandma's ring.
What are you talking about, Matthew, that grandma wanted you to have it? She died when you were 8. Where is my ring?
Wait, Mom, calm down. It's a Solomon Brothers. I'm getting it cleaned and sized right now. And Grandma did tell me she wanted me to have it, I think.
You think?
Why? I told you no.
I know you like actually want me to have it. And I don't have the money to buy Hannah anything else.
Well, before you stormed off like a 5-year-old, I was going to give you a check for a down payment on something of your own.
Oh, wow.
But, like, why would you do that when Grandma's ring is free?
Oh, wait, no. Oh, that is not free. Just because you can grab it from my underwear drawer.
Yeah, it's free when you steal it, I guess. Thieves feel the same way about it, right?
Do you have any idea how much that ring is worth?
Well, I did get it appraised, and they said just over
$10,000.
$10,000?
What? What can we do to make everybody happy here and get forgiveness for you both? Michael, would you be willing to return that ring to your mother and take her offer to help you out with that down payment on something else?
I will agree to let you have it and propose to Hannah, but only if both of you sign a legal agreement that says if anything happens, if you break up with Hannah for any reason, the ring comes back to me and stays in our family.
Cindy, are you saying you want a ring nup?
Prenup for a ring? This is amazing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yes.
Wow. I just can't believe, Cindy, you're willing to let that ring. I mean, what if she breaks it? What if she loses it? What if somebody else steals it? What if Matthew steals it from his wife at the time?
Matthew Jackson, are you going to steal it, or is this something okay with you?
How am I supposed to explain this to Hannah? Like, it'll look like I'm planning to break up with her.
That's true.
You know, honey, if you can't explain this to her, then maybe it's not time to get married to her.
Okay, I'll sign whatever you want.
Well, this is just a formality at this point, but Matthew, do you forgive your mom? I can't believe I'm asking Matthew this.
I guess.
No, the answer is yes, Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew, I'm going to start calling
ring?
You by your middle name.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 7:24. Sunshine's going to be cool with a high in the mid-50s today. It's 40 now. NBA Hawks are at the Spurs tonight at 8:30. What else is going on, Kara?
If you've gotten a call from the Georgia Department of Driver Services recently, you may have just been scammed.
Uh-oh.
The DDS is warning us of a new phone scam going around that's asking drivers to provide their license details and all kinds of information to pay fees or to reinstate or renew their licenses. Now, these callers, of course, claim to be from the DDS, and everything on caller ID seems like it's from the DDS, but it is not. It's a total phishing scam designed to steal our information and our money. So they want everybody to know that they will never contact drivers by phone unless they have been asked to previously through their online portal at dds.georgia.gov. They'll never ask for any kind of sensitive information over the phone, and you can always get your license status or any other issues taken care of online.
Now, Ted, who do you owe more money to, the Georgia Department of Driver Services or like a local municipality?
For what now? How dare you?
You've done good with your lead foot lately, haven't you?
Yes. We took some of the lead out.
Now, a lot of people are going to be putting up their Christmas lights this weekend, mm-hmm. if they haven't already. But none of us are going to be able to come close to the Lights of Joy. Have you guys heard about this?
The Lights of Joy.
The Lights of Joy. It is the largest residential Christmas light display in the entire state, and it's in Kennesaw. So it was featured on ABC's Great Christmas Light Fight back in 2019, and they say that now it is a much better and bigger display than what you saw on TV. So it's totally free, and it's something that you walk through to get the best effect. It's not like a drive-through kind of thing. And you just park at the church that's across the street from 1510 Ben King Road in Kennesaw. They're going to kick everything off at 6 o'clock this Sunday and run through January 2nd.
This is a private residence.
Yes. It's incredible.
A little too much holiday spirit going on.
Hundreds of thousands of lights, 226 wow. trees. They've got 5 mega electronic trees, a tunnel of joy, and like all kinds of other stuff. So it's definitely one that you want to go check out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
thinking about the electricity bill.
Oh, gosh. Now, babies certainly know how to make a grand entrance, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So Liliana and Edgar are from North Carolina, and they were on their way home from visiting family in Mexico when their daughter, Analia, decided that she was going to come, 4 or 5 weeks early.
Wow.
They were on the plane. They had been on for about an hour when Liliana started experiencing contractions. Thankfully, there was a nurse on board that took her back to the plane and tried to help as much as they could, but it was not pretty.
He was like, don't try to push, because if you push more, the baby will come out. So I hold those contractions for like 3 hours and 30 minutes on the way here.
Can you imagine trying to hold contractions and a baby for 3.5 hours? Insane. The Atlanta EMS was on standing by as soon as that plane landed. They said it was coming in hot, and they knew that was the one they were going to. They helped deliver baby Analia right there in the back of the plane, and then passengers erupted with applause once they heard that little baby's first cries.
And that's one way to make sure that you're not going to be stopped at the gate early because there's a plane in your spot.
I hope they went off of like the side chute thing just to add to the drama. I hope when it was all over, like mom jumped in the inflatable side deal. Fireworks going off.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We're sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Casey and Rockmart.
Hello. Hey.
Hi. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Yes. Please get out of the studio so that I can win and answer everything, hopefully.
I'm done, Casey. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I think so.
Question 1, the Jonas Brothers roast was released to Netflix last night. How many Jonas Brothers are there? And a clarification from Drex, who wrote this question. Are you talking about in the band or
in the band?
Family?
Yeah, because there are a total, yes.
Yeah, that's a good question. In the band, is that the clarification?
Yes.
I would say 3.
Okay.
Question 2. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek and his wife welcomed their 6th kid yesterday.
Jeez.
True or false, Dawson's Creek is a real body of water in North Carolina?
False.
Question 3. A contestant on The Voice is okay after falling off the stage during a live performance last night. How many coaches are on The Voice?
3.
Question 4. Justin Bieber picked up a Grammy nomination for his song that pays homage to what Georgia fruit?
Peach.
Number 5. Target, Walmart, and Best Buy are all going to be closed on Thursday. What's the name of the tech support group at Best Buy?
Geek Squad.
All right. So let's bring Kara back in.
Yeah, Casey and Rockmart coming in strong for our final Are You Smarter Than Kara before the Thanksgiving break. This could be interesting.
Ready for the same questions there, Kara?
I'm ready.
Question number 1. The Jonas Brothers roast was released to Netflix last night. How many Jonas Brothers are there in the group?
There are 3 in the group.
Yeah, Frankie is the 4th brother, but 3 in the group. All right, that's what Casey said, 1-1.
Question 2, Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek and his wife welcomed their 6th child yesterday.
Aww.
True or false, Dawson's Creek is a real body of water in North Carolina?
That's false.
It is false. There's no such thing as Dawson's Creek, all right? And that's what Casey said, 2-2.
Question 3, a contestant on The Voice is okay after falling off the stage during a live performance last night. How many coaches are on The Voice?
There are 4.
Yeah, Casey said 3, so Kara's up 3-2. You're missing Ariana. How dare you?
There might have been 3 at one point. Never.
Never. Always 3. Always
American
4.
Idol's the only one that had 3.
Yeah. Question number 4. Justin Bieber picked up a Grammy nomination for his song that pays homage to what Georgia fruit?
Peaches.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what Casey said, but Kara, you're up 4-3.
Finally, number 5, Target, Walmart, and Best Buy are all going to be closed on Thursday.
Nice.
What's the name of the tech support group at Best Buy?
Oh, they're the Geek Squad.
They are, in fact, the Geek Squad. Imagine, like, being hired. Like, all right, you're a geek. Congrats.
Yeah.
All right, final score. Great game this morning at 5-4, but Casey and Rockmart, are you smarter than Kara?
I am not. So
right.
Sad.
Kara, your new record, 1,164 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Casey.
Oh, that's okay. It was fun.
You don't get the cash, but you are going to go see Tears for Fears, the Tipping Point World Tour with Garbage on June 12th at Ameris Bank Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now, livenation.com.
Awesome, thanks.
If you think you're smarter than Kara, why don't you go ahead to taddrexandkara.com and sign up for your chance to play at B98.5.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.